Tate. Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales. November 9th, 1896. Dear Brother Tate, I received your letter in regard to getting out works in regard to the mother's duty to her children. I have much matter that I will endeavour to get out as soon as the book on the life of Christ is finished. I have had to meet many things that required pen labour and voice labour to repress and counteract. Brother John Bell is having a large burden to get out that which he considers very precious matter upon Daniel and Revelation. It is a mixture of truth and error, supposition, and a mass of scripture misapplied and misinterpreted. And yet he has the greatest assurance that he has great light. But as he had no knowledge of the experience through which we passed in the proclamation of the first and second angels' messages, he cannot understand that his theories uproot the past leadings of God. This I am now seeking to present to him. For two nights in succession I was awake, one night at 2:30 a.m., the next night at 1:30 a.m. This, with Brother Miller's movements in leaving the Echo office and setting up business for himself, has been a great trial to us all. His entire family has been sowing doubts. These things cause us much labor to counteract. How the matter will terminate, we cannot determine. May the Lord God of Israel set things in order without loss of precious souls. How many have an enthusiasm to get out something new and divert the minds of God's people from the very things essential for them to cherish and feed upon in these last days to give spiritual strength to be Christians, ever seeking a preparedness for the coming of the Son of Man in the clouds of heaven. Well, everything will press in upon us now, and we must keep every piece of the armor on. We leave here again for Sydney in a few days, to remain 1 week or 10 days. I must write no more at this time.